Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Rich Gaydon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Mullings.com is his website. You can find his twice-weekly cyber column there. As I've said many times before, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks, and if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. So check those out. Rich, thanks again for being here. Okay, we just raked the Republicans over the coals, completely deserved. Maybe we need to do it again just for good measure. But before we go back to them, let's talk about the Dems. You've got a lot of good friends in the Democrat Party, high up in the ranks. Are they not getting really worried about their candidate, about Hillary right now?
Yeah, well, it's not so much.
I mean, in their heart of hearts, when they wouldn't tell anybody else, are they telling you, you know what, we don't know what's going to happen?
They are. They don't stand out loud because they don't want to be. Nobody wants to be quoted, and everybody, you know, in Washington, everybody's got a senior reporter on their speed dialer. I'm going to give you a sidebar example. The other day, Monday, I had to stay home. Why? Because I lost the coin toss and I had to stay home and wait for the repairman for the washing machine guy. Anyway,
your wife's got two-headed coin, right?
Exactly right. So I went to lunch at a private club here in Alexandria, Virginia, and lo and behold, I see the senior guy from a senior guy from Trump and the campaign manager for Ben Carson sitting together at the end of the bar.
Really?
So I walked over with my iPhone. I said, "Pay no attention to the flash you're about to see." And I called my son. I said, "These guys were together. Carson's getting out tomorrow."
Yeah.
And he said, "Yes, and he's probably going to endorse Trump." And they were just making the deal.
Did he endorse Trump?
Yep. He didn't directly, but Armstrong Williams, the senior guy in the campaign,
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's the sort of stuff that goes on in Washington. But to get to your point, it usually is accompanied with an eye roll when you start talking about, is Hillary going to be indicted? I mean, nobody knows what the FBI is going to do. And if somebody high enough kind of lays it out on the table, and if she is, in fact, guilty,
but even though nobody knows, Rich, I mean, I'm not saying they know more than we know one way or the other, but, I mean, my God, are they not, it's because they don't know, aren't they, I mean, how do you proceed like that?
Well, you proceed like that by having a totally, I mean, you have a modestly
denial.
You have a modestly unsatisfactory candidate running against a totally unsatisfactory candidate. That's how you do it, and they successfully maneuvered themselves in the early days that she was so strong and had so much money and was going to march, you know, happily to the west front of the Capitol building that they couldn't get anybody else to run. And so you got a crook against a socialist.
But look, I mean, let's break this down a little bit. Don't we agree that she doesn't have to be indicted to become so damaged that she can't run? If we know that they referred her to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department didn't indict her. If we find that out, before September, five or six of her people have been called in to testify, and how about if she has to testify? You know what I mean? They call her in to testify on behalf of this other person.
It's not clear to me they would do that close to a.
Why not?
Why are
they protecting?
I know about this. There's an unwritten rule in the Justice Department that when you get if you have a politically charged case, this isn't a law, and it's not a real rule, but it's a convention. That they'll put the case on hold until after
what
the
about,
election,
what
so
about,
they're not guilty of swaying the election one way.
What about when Caspar Weinberger was indicted in October before Bush was elected? Tell me, what was that unwritten rule then?
Well, but Caspar Weinberger wasn't on the ticket. And he wasn't.
I know.
He wasn't running with Bush, and Bush wasn't.
Well, but that hurt Bush, and you know it.
Well, Bush won anyway.
Yeah, but still, that was a real dirty trick. I didn't see the unwritten rule. I don't know. I'm just
telling you that. I've been involved in cases where
I believe you. But so you still think she will not be indicted, or
I don't have any idea whether she will be or not. But
it'd be unprecedented, wouldn't it?
If they don't do it, here's what I do think. If they don't target her, let's just put it that way. If she doesn't get what's called a targeting letter, that you are officially under investigation, don't destroy any evidence.
Right.
If that letter doesn't happen before the Democratic National Convention, it won't happen, ever, or B, certainly not before the election.
I think that's good. I think that's good logic. So is Trump going to be the nominee, at least from the electorate?
I think so. I mean, you can look at the numbers.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Other people have, but I think he may go into the convention a few dozen or hundred delegates short.
Yeah.
But nobody else is going to be even close. Yeah. So I think he'll make a deal.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next time. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate him joining us. He is a great American, and we're glad to have him as part of our world. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.